Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Max Crosby has a podcast, Doran. Everyone's got one. Max Crosby made a mega deal this year with the Las Vegas Raiders. Well, guess who Max Crosby talked to on that podcast yesterday?
Shadur.
That's right. How are Pittsburghers going to say Shadur?
Shadur.
You think they're going to say it right?
Shadur.
You can see the Stillers drafted Shadur.
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 So Shadur. Shadur? Shadur. Mr. Sanders was asked who is on the Mount Rushmore of NFL duos. And he said, well, Brady and Gronk and Rodgers and Devontae Adams. And then he went on.
You got one more.
Whoever going to be the quarterback for DK Metcalf and George Pickens, whoever that is.
I love that.
So, Doran, if the Steelers are smokescreening the league with their effervescent love for the prospect Shadur Sanders, they have also convinced Shadur, it sounds like, that this is a pretty good landing spot for him.
Well, he thinks it's a good landing spot, too, and maybe his dad convinced him that that is the perfect place for him to drop to. Listen, a lot of cases, whenever you are regarded a first-round pick, you want to go as high as possible because of the money. Money is life-changing, it's family-changing, it's generational changing for your family. With Shadur, it's not about money. Like, he has money. He has his own money, and he has family money, too. So it's not like, oh, man, if I fell in the draft, like, I'm going to miss out on millions of dollars. Like, he is not worried about that at all. He wants to go to the best spot. He thinks he can see himself be a great player. And it is obvious that that's the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's obvious in his probably household that that's the Pittsburgh Steelers, where everybody in his family wants him to go.
Yeah, and Tomlin brought up his relationship with Deion Sanders yesterday in that press conference. I mean, they've had a relationship. Mike Tomlin said he's known Deion for a long time. It's something that you've talked about a bunch on the show. I would want to come to Pittsburgh before the Giants, before the Jets, before the Browns. The only thing that would change my mind would be if the Browns select Abdul Carter and the Giants take Travis Hunter. I wouldn't mind going to New York with an offensive coach, at least for now, and Brian Daboll, throwing it to neighbors and throwing it to Travis Hunter, my college teammate. And the same would even be true probably for Cleveland. You know, Cleveland would scare me because it's Cleveland and they ain't won jack now.
But you're with your boy.
Right.
You're with your boy. Hey, you think you could move mountains. You think you could conquer the world.
Right.
Doesn't matter where you put us. Like, I want to be with my guy.
Right.
For sure. I'd be okay with that. I'd be okay with going to Cleveland if I were him. If they wrapped around and got me later in the first round and Travis is there, for sure. Go anywhere. Yeah. But other than that,
that's such a dude thing, man, isn't it? Like, just boiling it down to just natural feelings.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my guy's there? I'm going to go with my guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
This is totally off topic. Travis Hunter to the Browns is a nightmare for me for two reasons. I don't want the Browns to get a good player, but I also feel like they'd screw him up. Like, I don't feel like they'll use him the right way. I think you got to give them a shot to play both ways, and I have no faith in them developing anybody or getting anything right. None.
I think you're right. I think you have to give him a shot. I don't think it's going to work. I think it'll iron itself out where he's going to have to pick a position, but you have to give him a shot at both ways in OTAs.
Absolutely.
In OTAs, will probably look good, but even in training camp preseason, like, see how it looks. You got to give him a shot.
He's a great wide receiver, and he projects to be a great one in the NFL. But if he were only a wide receiver, is he the second pick in the draft? I think I'd probably take Carter ahead of him. He might project to be a great corner. And even if he doesn't play wide receiver, he could probably have a long all-pro career as a corner. Is he the second pick in the draft? I don't know. I think I'd probably take Abdul.
Yeah.
Now, in this draft, we've already talked about there's only four or five blue-chip prospects, so maybe he would because of the draft that he's in. But in a regular year where there's 20, 25 first-round graded guys, I don't know that he goes second overall.
Yeah, but not many teams are going to pick a corner or receiver in the top 10. Like, is there going to be a corner that gets picked? I don't know. I got to do my research even more tonight.
I think it depends on where the tackles go and right. Some of these edge rushers.
Like, not many corners are projected to go in the first round, if I believe. Not many receivers are projected to go in the first round, I believe. So I don't know. I don't know if he picked a position, how high he would end up going.
Yeah.
But you're getting the athlete.
You have to give him a shot.
Yeah.
You have to give him a shot.
Yep.
And just see if he can handle it. I mean,
you think the Steelers could handle that? So say the Steelers had an opportunity to get Travis Hunter. Do you think that they could handle that? Because we talk about them not being able to develop quarterbacks. Do you think that they would handle that situation right?
They'd make him a corner.
You think?
Yeah. I think they make
Tomlin,
him a corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me get my hands on him. Teach him the fundamentals of cover two.
Yep.
Teach him some bump and run. Texter, Shador sounds like he's got a mouthful of hash cookies. Man, who gives a rat's ass? Have you heard Patrick Mahomes talk? He sounds like Kermit the Frog. I don't care what a guy sounds
that
like.
That is.
He has, for all the negative that might be out there on Shador Sanders, he has a high football IQ. He throws guys open. And he's accurate. Those are all things that scream intelligence. I don't care what a guy sounds like. I think it's absurd that anybody would. It's ridiculous to me.
I mean, I care a little bit. I want to be able to hear the play.
I mean,
if there's not signals.
I mean, Lamar's a little bit of a mumbler.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and there have been some eloquent quarterbacks like Duck Hodges. Everybody loved Duck. Duck was a character. My guy never should have played a snap in the NFL. No offense. God bless. I don't care. I don't care what you sound like. Do your guys respect you? And by all accounts, they do. And he threw some dudes under the bus at Colorado, too, particularly that offensive line, and his teammates still loved him. So what do I care if he sounds like he's eating cookies while he talks? Maybe he was. Maybe he right was. After Easter? Maybe it was a Cadbury egg. Who cares?
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.